DWJ News Time, 11:32, new film festival aims to shine a spotlight on a rare and sometimes devastating and incurable disease. It's the inaugural CF Awareness Film Festival held during May. It's Cystic Fibrosis Awareness Month. Joining us on the live line to provide more information is Laura Bonnell of the Bonnell Foundation, living with cystic fibrosis. And Laura, I was going to say old friends, but good friends, maybe that's better than saying old. We've known each other a long time, that's for sure.
Old, good, whatever. friends for sure.
Tell us about this this film festival, how it came about. This is the first time this has happened?
It is the first time, and I'm so excited. Terry Lee, your producer, and I were talking and came up with this great idea. She has ICU awards, as you know. And we wanted to do something together, and we were thinking and brainstorming about what we could do, and we thought this was a great idea during CF Awareness Month to raise awareness, and there are so many people that want to tell their story, and we thought this was a great way to do it. It is so important, obviously, as you know, in this business, to tell your story, so we're hoping that a lot of people will take this opportunity to do just that.
Why put on this film festival specifically about people living with CF? Do you think this is of interest only to people who have cystic fibrosis or their families, or do you think it's for everyone?
I think it is for everyone, especially now that we have all lived through a pandemic. I think that a lot of people now understand the isolation of the disease due to germs, due to things that are out of your control, and how that people with cystic fibrosis have to daily deal with this illness mentally and get through life. So I think that it's something that everyone can relate to.
What's it like right now? You mentioned the pandemic for people with cystic fibrosis during this pandemic. Obviously, they are immune compromised, and you know, COVID would be devastating for them. Are people able to get vaccines early? Have they been able to be protected?
Well, you know, it's been a challenge throughout the country as far as who gets it and when. In Michigan, we've experienced the same thing. It's unfortunate that cystic fibrosis sanctioned clinics, there are five or six of them in Michigan, you know, didn't get the vaccine to give to people with CF. You just had to go based on, you know, recommendations. But we were able to get Oakland County decided to open it up to people who had CF, and they were able to vaccinate people with cystic fibrosis. And now, of course, it's opened up to everyone with cystic fibrosis as well. So people are getting vaccinated. And for people with cystic fibrosis, they're used to masking, but the isolation is so, I think, so much harder because they literally are not leaving their homes. So it has been quite the challenge. And if you have an exacerbation and you have to go to the hospital and you're not vaccinated and you're having a pulmonary exacerbation on top of a risk of also getting COVID on top of it, it's very scary.
Now, for those who don't know, obviously you have a personal connection to this with your two amazing, incredible daughters. Are their stories being told in the festival?
I'm not sure if their actual stories are, they're probably not going to be submitting a film, but we encourage so many other people to do so. I've shared their story so often. Molly's 26 years old. She got her master's and she's living in London, England right now. She was able, through her cystic fibrosis clinic in England, she got the month, so she'll get her second one next month. She's doing great. I talk about them so much, so that's probably why they're not entering it. And then Emily is doing great here in Michigan. She's fully vaccinated, thanks to, you know, the efforts of a friend of hers a couple months ago. So she's been fully vaccinated for about a month now.
So, Laura, what's the latest on treatments, cures, life expectancy? Obviously, that has improved and increased, but there's still nothing that you would call a cure, right?
Right. Nothing that you would call a cure right now. The average life expectancy is 47 years old in the United States. In Egypt, it's 12. So there's a huge discrepancy as far as, you know, who has access to what, which is just devastating and sad. We do have drugs right now that correct the underlying condition of the disease. So that is wonderful. But all of this is what we want people talking about. They can either do a short film that's 30 minutes and under, or a feature film that's 30 minutes or longer. There are so many different avenues to speak about how cystic fibrosis has impacted you emotionally, physically, how you relate to the rest of the country or the rest of the world. Yeah, there are about 30,000 people in the United States that have cystic fibrosis, and actually there probably are more. Part of the problem is getting diagnosed. If you're African American, you make up 5% of the cystic fibrosis population, but you probably make up a higher percentage. It's just that they haven't been diagnosed yet. We have someone who's entering the film contest because he's 58 years old and he was not diagnosed until he was 54 years old because he's African American, and the doctors just didn't think it was possible that he had CF. So we really need to raise awareness about the fact that anyone, any ethnicity, any race can get cystic fibrosis.
All right, Laura, tell us how people can enter their submission and when you're going to announce winners. And will this be a live festival in person, or is it going to be only online, do you think?
Well, people can enter May 1st through the 21st on either the ICU Awards website or the BonnellFoundation.org website. As I said, they can apply through May 21st, and then the two foundations will judge the entries and decide who the winner is, and we will make a live announcement June 3rd. The public can also vote between May 24th and the 31st. So we hope a lot of people take advantage of this. The only requirement is that you have cystic fibrosis to enter.
All right. Thanks so much, Laura, for everything you do and all your work on this very important issue. And we hope you get a lot of good submissions. I know there's a lot of really heartwarming stories out there.
A lot of great stories to be told. Thank you, Greg.
All right. Thank you. Laura Bonnell with the Bonnell Foundation with the Film Festival. And again, you can go ahead and submit those submissions. And June 3rd, we're going to find out who the winners will be.